AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Sooner State could use a giant sponge to soak up some of the heavy rain that has turned parts of Oklahoma into lakes. Jay Geist, a firefighter in Elk City, says first responders there had to rescue several folks from submerged vehicles.
We did have some of the big trucks, some of the big 5-ton trucks that we use for wildland fires out here in western Oklahoma that did have to go through some water, but luckily we did have a couple boats show up that we really tried to use on that instead of sending people in.
At one point, 15 major highways in Oklahoma were shut down due to high water, but Captain Paul Timmons with the Highway Patrol says floodwaters are receding and the roads are mostly passable once again.
The Department of Transportation has been out checking the storm drains along the interstate, making sure they're not clogged up with any debris or anything.
The Justice Center in downtown Cleveland was the focal point of a protest demonstration Saturday night. While the protesters says people took to the streets to demand justice following the acquittal of a white police officer in the deaths of two unarmed black motorists.
Police shoot 137 times without knowing whether they're armed or not. And no one has to pay any type of penalty for that. It's just inhumane.
Who fired the fatal shots? A judge in Cleveland says there's no way to know for sure. So Saturday, he acquitted Officer Michael Brillo in the deaths of the two black men who were killed amid a barrage of 137 police bullets while sitting in a car. A man is accused of driving a car into a campground in Washington State, injuring three campers and himself. This is AP Radio News. Coast Guard Captain Charlene Downey says a flight over a large oil slick off the coast of California has shown signs of improvement in the affected waters.
Only widely scattered areas of light oil were observed offshore. The remaining oil continues to dissipate.
The pipeline involved is still trying to locate the source of the leak that has spewed more than 100,000 gallons of sticky crude oil onto beaches in Santa Barbara County, California, and into the ocean. There's a new threat to thousands of people in Nepal, which was devastated by two powerful earthquakes since late April. Police are now fleeing villages and towns along a mountain river in northwestern Nepal after it was blocked by a landslide that could burst and cause flash flooding. It has already created a lake more than a mile long. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.